Senate will please come to order. Will members please vote to signify their presence this morning? All members voted? Have all members voted this morning? Secretary Closeville.
The roll shows 15 senators present this morning, 16 senators. Senators Kelly and Rohde are excused from the call of Senate today.
16 present. You were recorded. We stand for the invocation.
Let us pray. Father, we ask that you help us to understand your participation into our lives today known to us as these folks are about the affairs of state. Assist them as they exercise their gifts that you have offered them, that they might appropriate their decisions for the good of all. We thank you for our beautiful liberty and freedom which we enjoy as Americans and members of this fine state. As this week of deliberations begins, keep them mindful always of their obligation to formulate those decisions for the betterment of all. Help them to overcome myopicism that they might be able to see the larger picture that they are called to serve. Help them to be creative in responding to the complicated issues that you place before them this week. Remind us always to protect and to serve especially those who most need our representation. We ask you this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Secretary certify as
correctness. Mr. President.
Senator Ferencamp.
May we have a brief at ease?
Secretary,
may we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Senator, please come back to order. The Secretary certifies the correctness of the Daily Minute Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 47th, 48th, and 49th legislative days and Senate Supplement number 56.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move the journals for the 47th, 48th, 49th legislative days and Senate Supplement number 56 be approved as certified.
There is no objection. Journal is certified. Senator Ray, you speak floor.
Introduction of guests, Mr. President.
We're under induction of guests. You have floor, Senator.
I have a group of close-up students here accompanied by their teachers. And when I call your name, would you stand, please? And if I mispronounce your name, I'm sorry. Ketchikan, Stephanie Jones, Michael Akers, and Tracy Smith with the teachers Salvatore Veraldi. St. Mary's, Alan Falken, Nick Thompson with the teacher Brad Branch. Sandpoint, Ifuku Imoto and Patsu Imoto. Dennis Gunderson, Dean Pedersen, Ingrid Jacobson, Tracy Allen, Fritz Bornstad, and the teacher Roger Steinbrecher. Leg McGick, Joseph Coolidge, and Darrell Shook-Hamlick, with the teacher Neil Foley, Cloak M. Keene, Patrick Brown, and the teacher Karen Cleary, and from Valdez, Kathy Coulter, and the teacher Gary Coulter. Welcome to the Senate.
The floor, Senator Fisher.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind us, we have a student here from Soldotna who will be working with me the next 2 weeks. As far as the student's future goes, I think he would like to get into law school after he sees how government functions. His name is Gary Backus.
Senator Ferencamp.
Mr. President, it's my pleasure to introduce Lisa Ceramity. She is from high school in Anderson. Her plans are to attend a four-year college next year and pursue a double major in education and engineering, and she'll be an RSVP student in my office for 2 weeks. Welcome to Lisa.
We welcome you all here this morning. Are there messages from the governor?
Message of February 23, dear Senator Curtula, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 55, Finance, an act relating to collective bargaining and providing for an effective date. Chapter 10, Session Laws, 1984. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. That is the only message from the governor.
There are no messages from the House this morning. They did not have a Friday session. Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 37, Sexual Assault and Abuse Awareness Month, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Strzelewski, and Rohde. SCR 37 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 372, Special Appropriation to the Department of Education, Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, for construction of a sheltered workshop in the central Kenai Peninsula area, and a majority of the committee recommends to pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Hallford, Paul Fisher, and Moss. SB 372 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 447, Special Appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, for a training center for the prevention of sexual abuse of minors, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Strzelewski, and Rohde. SB 447 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 25, Transportation, requesting a speed zone in Nikishka, Kenai Borough, and recommends that it be calendared February 27, signed Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson and Ray. This does appear on the calendar. Those are the standing committee reports, Mr. President.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
As you know, the pre-conference committee, limited powers pre-conference on the ethics legislation, probably we'll have a report for tomorrow. I think all of the material is on each member's desk. I think the intention is to have that report before us for tomorrow. Everyone should familiarize themselves. There are resolutions for introduction.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 43 by the Transportation Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the Alaska Railroad.
Transportation Judiciary is constitutional.
That is an only new resolution.
Senate Bill 366, which was assigned to resources, also has a community regional affairs referral. It affects the boroughs. Takes us to the daily calendar this morning. Secretary Reed, House Concurrent Resolution 25 this morning.
Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 25, Transportation, by the Transportation Committee, requesting a speed zone in Nikishka, Kenai Borough. The Transportation Committee considered this resolution, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Barenkamp and Fakes.
The legislation is before you for discussion and debate. Very simple one-page legislation. You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very briefly, I have to say, tongue-in-cheek, that this area is now in the Donut District, which might raise some interest levels in other places besides mine. It is an area that's growing. I can't, for the life of me, figure out why we have to resort to going to a concurrent resolution passed through the legislature to get a speed zone established in a particular community. But it seems like that's the only way we can get the Department of Transportation even to react. And it is an area that is an important part of the North Kenai area. It is becoming congested, and I would hope that it would be supported.
Questions called for? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 25 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will close roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 excused, and 1 absent.
House Concurrent Resolution 25 has been adopted. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
Citations. Honoring the 60th anniversary of Alaska's first airmail flight by Representatives Furness, Barnes, Hayes, Liska, Ward, and Bussell, and Senators Kelly, Hofford, and Strzelewski. A citation in memoriam, Maddie Green, by Representatives Clarkson, Ewling, Ward, and Martin, and Senators Vic Fisher, Josephson, Strzelewski, and Hallford.
Senator Ray. Is there a motion on the citation calendar?
There are no additions or corrections, Mr. President. I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us this morning to unfinished business. Are there items under unfinished business this morning? There are announcements of committee meetings. Finance Chairman.
The Finance Committee will meet on the 28th of February at 9 a.m., taking up House Bill 478, an act relating to the Permanent Fund Dividend Distribution Program. Also, House Bill 516, an act making a special appropriation and payment of the 1983 Permanent Fund Dividends. Also, we will continue hearings on Senate Bill 347, an act authorizing the use of Alaska Permanent Fund income to pay longevity bonus.
You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, the Senate Transportation Committee worked rather late Saturday. We have a version of 352, Senate Bill 352, that we will present to the full committee if they can make it this afternoon at 5 o'clock in a work session in the Butler Room for presentation to the committee tomorrow and no later than Thursday, the final version of it that we've been working on. But 5 o'clock work session this afternoon.
Good job. You have the floor, Senator Fahrenkamp, resources.
This afternoon from 3 to 4 in the Belts Room, Senate Resources will be taking up Senate Bill 337, an act relating to the Delta Junction Bison Range, Senate Bill 338, an act making a special appropriation for the development of the Delta Junction Bison Range, Senate Bill 335, an act amending the Alaska Grain Reserve Program, and Senate Bill 375, an act relating to land disposal and management provided for effective date. On Wednesday, we'll be hearing in the Belts Room at 3, HCR 45, which is requesting review of all-terrain vehicle regulations.
A further announcement of committee meetings, Judiciary.
Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 today. We have a teleconference on the use of the portion of the permanent fund.
Judiciary teleconference, you have the floor, Hess, Chairman.
Mr. President, this afternoon, the Hess Committee will be discussing asbestos legislation, Senate Bill 373 and 374.
373, 374. Community Regional Affairs, Chairman.
May we revert to unfinished business, please?
Without objection. You have the floor,
Senator. I'd move NASA unanimous consent that HJR 69 be waived from the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. This is disapproving the Local Boundary Commission recommendation for an annexation of territory to the city of Hoonah. SJR 41, the companion bill to SJR 69, passed out of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee last Wednesday.
Rule, it's been waived and it goes to rules. You have the floor, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, on Wednesday, February 29th at 6:15 in the Butkovich Room, the Senate Resources Committee will be sponsoring a statewide teleconference to solicit comments on the U.S. Forestry Service's Resource Planning Act. That greatly affects all the people of this state. All members of this body are invited to attend.
Are there further announcements of committee meetings? You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that we revert to unfinished business.
We're at unfinished business. No
Mr. Judgment. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the Senate, not subject to the call, on March 2nd and 3rd to attend a fishery subcommittee hearing in Canine Anchorage.
There is no objection, and you have the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I asked for the floor, Mr. President, for the same subject.
Yes,
I would like to be excused on March 2nd and 3rd for the same meeting.
Fishery subcommittee meetings.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Under the same unfinished business, I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that the rules, 5-day rule be suspended on SJR 43 relating to the Alaska Railroad resolution so that I may bring it up before committee on Thursday.
No objection. Joint resolution goes to Judiciary. Constitutional amendment. Opposed. Items under special orders this morning. Senator, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I ask the privilege of the floor to discuss a form which I received from the Division of Elections this morning.
You have the floor, Senator.
I gave a copy of a letter I received from Mary Lou Miners and also a form she sent to me, but I wanted to call it to all of your attention. The form is entitled Notice of Withdrawal of Candidacy. She was kind and thoughtful enough to send this to me, I guess with the idea that I would be withdrawing as a candidate for the state Senate. I don't know if anybody else is going to get one of these, or rather it's designed particularly for me. But in any event, I sent her a letter back, and I sent the notice of withdrawal back to her and thanked her for her consideration, but declined to withdraw from my campaign for re-election. And I stated to her, and I'd like all of you to consider at least this, if you have a similar decision to make, that I have no intention of giving the latest plan put forth by the governor even the implication that I acknowledge its legality. The governor has the right every 10 years to reapportion of the legislature, but that's only every 10 years. He was granted authority by the Superior Court to correct a minor flaw in the 1980 reapportionment, and his grant of authority in this area was from the court, limited by the court, and only extensive to the amount of latitude given by the court. He's flagrantly disregarded the orders the court gave to him, and I think his plan is patently illegal, and I have no intention of abiding by it. Thank you.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I would like to have a privilege of the floor to comment on reapportionment.
Of course, Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I appreciate the position taken by Senator Pettyjohn. I've heard and read a lot of criticisms of the governor on his reapportionment decision. So far as I'm concerned, Mr. President, fairness and gerrymander are strictly in the eyes of the beholder. I don't think that we would have the position that we're in today if 2 years ago a Republican-controlled reapportionment board had not created a situation that has to be rectified today. And while some people are complaining now that district lines are changed, that they have to run again when they had four-year terms and so on, I might point out that 2 years ago, quite a number of us were equally affected. Our boundaries were changed, our terms were truncated, and it was strictly a matter of, so far as I'm concerned, Mr. President, a Republican-controlled reapportionment that would try to skew the new districts that they created 2 years ago in their direction. And if they had been more careful, we would not have had to have the courts require a new reapportionment this year. Thank you.
Senator Moss, you're seeking the floor.
I just respond very briefly.
Senator Moss is seeking the floor.
Mr. President, I'd like to privilege of the floor to discuss a tracking radar hazardous microwave radiation accident.
There's no objection.
Mr. President, a few weeks ago, I wrote a letter to the governor of the state of Alaska, more or less asking for some help in an accident that occurred on September the 14th last year. I first became aware of an accident at the Clear station at that time when I had some of the people that are in my district contacted me as I was traveling around. Essentially, what I asked the governor to do was, and I told him that I was concerned that there may be further exposure of work personnel, community residents to microwave damage, and it's my understanding that animals such as shrews and mice in the area are found by the hundreds in a deformed state. Perhaps our state health agencies need to investigate this matter. I understand that the state assessed a $840 fine on the company responsible for the incident. And as I investigated this, Mr. President, I've found a number of forms and so forth. I wanted to know why they cut the fine in half, and I find that the ITT Felix Services Incorporated out of Colorado Springs is a company that's responsible for it. Part of the things that we've found is a mishmash of potential accidents, no safety, apparently, to take care of the people. And looking through part of this, I also found that this may be a problem all the way across the nation. There have been a number of articles, newspaper articles recently in it, and I would hope that this body would take a real serious look into the health hazards that we're looking at. Also, I have eight people that are Alaskans that are having one whale of a time trying to get the health care that they need as a result of being exposed to direct radio microwaves on September the 14th. I wanted to bring this to the attention of the body so that we could all be taking a good look at it as we go through. Perhaps CNRA or someone in one of our health services, a HESS committee, could ask for an investigation of what has occurred and if we have had any state laws that have been violated that perhaps this body should look into. As it stands, we have 8 people that have been seriously damaged physically, perhaps even mentally, as a result of this, and we seem to be getting no results or no action out of the federal government or out of the companies responsible for it. The Air Force itself operates the station, and it's odd that recently I noticed that we've got in our district up there, they're asking for a low-level flight situation across the Lake Louise area. Well, maybe we can talk to them about what they want there, because I'm opposed to that unless they can take care of such things as these radio microwave problems they've got in the Anderson area. But we have the Air Force looking for more land to create possible damages to. This is just another little facet to this thing. Perhaps we can do some horse trading on it and take care of this microwave. But read your papers. There's a lot of good stuff. I noticed that the Anchorage papers have done a very good job in presenting this into the news media. They've got some data. I have a lot of data myself that I've been picking up over a period of time. If any of you are interested in, I'll be glad to provide it. Thank you.
Senator Pettyjohn.
I'd like the privilege of the floor just to respond briefly to the senator from downtown Anchorage.
It's not a debate back and forth, but you have the
floor. No, just briefly. I think the good senator misses the point I was trying to make, and that is that, sure, every 10 years we have disruptions. 4-year terms are truncated. Boundaries are changed. Incumbents are put in against each other. That happens every 10 years. But it shouldn't happen every 2 years. And the court has said to the governor, you can correct this problem, but don't go out and reapportion the entire state, because we don't want to have that kind of disruption over and over and over again. And so that is the message I was trying to get across, is that it's necessary to do every 10 years, but it's disruptive and unnecessarily so to do it every 2.
Senator Ray has
the floor. Mr. President, I request the privilege of the floor to speak on reapportionment.
Senator Ray has the floor.
Well, Mr. President, I think that perhaps the criticism is misplaced. My good colleague is criticizing the governor, and I think that there was a committee that was appointed, a reapportionment committee, and let's see who those people were. Maybe they aren't fit to be in there. See, Willie Hensley, a past member of the legislature, a member of some stature in the Native community. Mary Nordale, long born and raised in Alaska, a public servant background. Joe McKinnon, a member of the legislature one time. Felix Toner, a man of the year in judo, has years and years of public service. And Dick Bohr, a past member of the House. So I would suggest to my colleague, if he wants to besmirch the character of anybody, why don't they take them on individually or collectively instead of the governor?
Senator Ray. I think we're ready for adjournment.
There's no other business come before the Senate. I move we adjourn at 10 a.m. Tuesday.